We live in a delusion that we want to make progress without it being hard, so we become slaves to what should be, and our should be is easy. An example is that people will go insane at the thought of going on a walk outside when it's too hot, but then they will go into a sauna without complaint. And the difference here is expectation and intention. Now, of course, I'm saying like these two things are different. I'm just saying that you can go and walk in hot weather without complaining and causing unnecessary pain for yourself. And the same thing is when you go out into the cold, your automatic reaction is to fight and shiver and complain about it being cold. And it makes sense, right? Because the cold is uncomfortable. So we focus on the compulsive negative thoughts that flood our brain and we get stuck in this loop of thinking. But if you were to change your expectations to actually align with what reality is and what is happening in the situation that you are in and be with it, flow with it, you would then start to realize that discomfort is a part of the human experience. And you would also find that the interpretation of your thoughts is the culprit of your suffering. I've learned this lesson many times in my life. The first that sticks out in my head is the time where I got arrested for the possession of marijuana in a college parking garage. And they don't take that lightly on campus. The second was after I'd borrowed $2,000 from my dad, maxed out my first credit card, and took out loans to fund my fifth year of college while I was trying to make multiple businesses work, but primarily an e-commerce business work at the time. And it failed miserably. The third was in Costa Rica after I just hit a new monthly high in business. I was very excited and I had a girlfriend at the time, brand new girlfriend as well. And I thought it would be a wise idea. Hey, let's fly off to Costa Rica. Let's stay there for 2 weeks and just have a great time, because I was riding the money high and made an impulsive decision. And we ended up breaking up the first day we got there and flew back the next day. And while it was cool, Costa Rica is a very nice place. I hope to go back one day. But even after something as bad or as what is seemingly stupid, like what a stupid decision that was, but I only realized that after I made that mistake and exposed myself to that experience and learned a very valuable lesson that someone else couldn't teach me. Someone else could tell me, oh, don't do that all day long. But unless I go and do it myself and learn the actual lesson, that's the only way I'm going to internalize it. So all of these experiences had one thing in common, and that is mental turmoil. Not just a slight increase in stress, but a huge increase in stress to the point of where your attention narrows and you feel trapped. The smallest tasks turn into a mountain of impossibility. Every thought becomes an enemy that is trying to keep you trapped in this mental game. And there ceases to be a light at the end of the tunnel, and you can't help but wonder if you'll ever get out. And these phases of life aren't fun, clearly. But these moments in life are the ones that offer a lesson that can only be received with a shift in direction. So all of these major struggles had a few things in common. The first is that all progress-induced happiness was stripped from me, like an abrupt transition to a new movie scene after the climax. I felt lost, had little desire to sustain the progress of my previous purpose. I'd achieved it and had to move forward. I experimented both inward and outward. I tried techniques for inner peace while creating new goals with accompanying education and practice. With time, the pieces of the puzzle came together, brought clarity, and launched me into a new season of intensity. And that is what we are here to unpack. Now, why does this matter? It's so you can identify the point in life that you are at. You can break out of this thought bubble. You can zoom out, see where you're at in the story of your life, see the light at the end of the tunnel, and avoid treading water for too long before you're too tired to get to shore. There are two types of happiness. One is derived from achieving goals. The second is derived from achieving nothing. But this balance of peace and progress has to be upheld by a sense of mastery. Otherwise, it becomes a shallow pursuit that will leave you disappointed. Happiness is a skill. It is not given, but it is created. And as with all skills, it must be refined, practiced, and adopted as a part of your life. And when isolated, when we try to isolate and sustain and make sense of this thing called happiness, it ceases to make sense, because it can't make sense without an unhappy reference point, right? I wouldn't be able to set a goal for the future without having a previous experience like breaking up with my girlfriend in Costa Rica and wasting a lot of money and having to fly back. And so this illustrates the problem with the New Age positivity movement. You can think positive thoughts all day long, but what people fail to realize is that every positive thought holds a negative seed. And this is why almost every great success comes after great failure. So there are two states of mind to become aware of: being and doing. On a similar note, or in from another perspective, that is peace and progress, or stillness and movement. And so when your attention is focused on either of these modalities of pure living, you tap into the present moment. So pure peace or pure progress, where your attention is fully engaged in either the task at hand or no task at hand. Everyone wants money, muscles, and a desirable partner. The act of achieving those goals feels incredible at the start. If you don't have a philosophy or sense of mastery behind your material pursuits, you're in for a rude awakening. Even if your actions don't change, the why behind them can. A bodybuilder that got started after a tough breakup can shift his focus to find meaning in the microcosm of life that training is, if they allow their mind to see beyond the identification with the material world. Now, those that do often acquire their material desires change on the outside, but not on the inside. Many people turn a physical 60 years old while still having the mind of a 12-year-old going through an emotional puberty. The main Buddhist teaching is that of impermanence. That is, nothing can be isolated and held static by the mind. This includes ideas, feelings, emotions, people, locations, and everything else that we try to latch onto and expect to stay the same forever. The identification with ideology, dogma, and other static mental constructs is the source of our suffering. When those things are threatened, or attachment to them is threatened, like the string is plucked, then we are physically threatened. Now, thinking is not bad, right? Because you have to think about these things in order to be able to attach to them. But thinking is not bad, especially when it is critical. But when gone unchecked, compulsive thoughts can create a personal reality of inescapable turmoil. When one is still, their mind wants to move. When one is moving, their mind wants to be still. Without deliberate practice, the mind will try to latch on to the past or the future in an attempt to make the impermanent permanent. This is the cause of unhappiness, but it is not to be demonized because that is against the point. When you feel unhappy, observe that feeling. Lean into it. Let it point a finger at the moon and present the lesson that life is trying to teach you. From that low, lean into the coming high. Now, the activities that launch you into these blissful states of mind, either being or doing, are personal. You must observe, hypothesize, experiment, fail, learn, and repeat this never-ending process. That is, even once you've reached some form of objective success, because even that isn't permanent. If you aren't tired when you go to bed and excited when you wake up, you need intensity and goals. The secret is to engage the mind with the impermanence of life and flow with it, rather than the mind trying to fit the impermanence of life into some form of permanent structure. Now, there are seasons of intensity that most of us have experienced, and that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about the cyclical seasons of intensity and experimentation. And so when we experience these seasons, it usually goes along the lines of the universe aligns, everything clicks, and you act on an idea that makes perfect sense. You have clarity on your goals, reaching new levels of skill, and enjoying the process. You feel a sense of purpose, and it seems like there isn't enough time in the day, but you wouldn't change it for a thing. The feeling of pure progress is unmatched. No distractions, absolute clarity, placing 1, 2, 3 bricks down to build your vision for the future. Now, it would make sense to fill our days with activities that we can sustain this feeling with, right? And when we aren't able to do those activities, then we resort to peace, right? So we balance the peace and progress. That's what we're here to talk about. And the seasons of intensity aren't really the problem here. We're not worried about those because those happen after a season of feeling lost. And that is exactly the problem here, is those seasons of feeling lost, because people don't perceive that situation as an opportunity. And during these times of feeling lost, where you don't really have a purpose to work towards, you don't have progress to be made, you're just in this grind of trying to gather pieces and preparing yourself for that next season of intensity. And so this is where your mind opens itself up to the potential of mental turmoil, the things we talked about earlier, when either a massive shift happens or you just gradually decline after a season of progress into this low point where you have the possibility to get stuck in a rut. And so if you can master your mind in these periods of struggle, then the negativity ceases to be so negative, and you can engage your attention in the right things that will lead to not only a better feeling during these times and more sense of control over your life during these times, but it expedites the process to reaching another stage or season of intensity. So during these seasons of feeling lost, or really at any time, self-experimentation is the only way to solve your problems for good. People can diagnose and prescribe a solution to your problems, but that's usually a guessing game of back and forth, of trying to align goals and figure out what the best solution for you is. But even a prescribed solution can be given to anyone. It's not tailor fit to your situation, meaning that it isn't going to be sustainable and that you're going to have to find a new solution anyway. So it's better to just self-experiment from the start. So let's imagine that you're feeling low energy, right? You're not in this season of progress where everything is going well. You're in this season of feeling lost and in a season of struggle, we'll call it, where you're feeling low energy, and that is a problem that you want to solve. So since you're experiencing this problem, you're subconsciously in search for a solution. And so when someone pops up onto your timeline with confidence and conviction saying something like the vegan diet is going to solve all of these specific problems that you have, because that's what marketers do, and there's not a problem with this, of course, but you have to think critically as to what applies to your situation, and you have to view it holistically and not just latch on to this diet ideology that someone is promoting. And so what a lot of people do, and what I've done in the past, not specifically with veganism, but you're feeling low energy, you decide to try out the diet, and from this unenlightened state, you clean up your diet, you follow their advice as if it were law, and you see the results that they mentioned or promised. And then most people attach to that diet ideology and become a prophet of it. And you attribute the results that you experienced to that specific method. And a lot of people latch onto it as if veganism is the only option, and they will defend that ideology or that identity that they formed like their life depended on it, because that's how it feels for them since their identity is threatened. In reality, what happened is independent of veganism in this case. You ate more nutrient-dense foods. Your actions worked to survive your vegan identity. You had clarity, not chaos, by following a disciplined nutrition regimen. People often write off like how much clarity really helps. When you experiment with a solution or you try something new and you have the clarity in your day because you have this step-by-step thing to follow, that's what makes you feel good beyond all measure. Yeah, if you clean up your diet, you're going to have a bit more energy, but most of it is psychic energy being freed up, so you actually have the space and open focus and you're not so narrowed in and stressed on solving the problem. But now, if you were not to attach to this diet ideology and you were to try veganism for a month, carnivore for another month, flexible dieting for another month, keto for another month, you would make connections between the diets to reveal the fundamentals of health. Pattern recognition equals dopamine. It would feel good doing this. You'd pick and choose certain methodologies that you enjoy, meaning they will bring sustainable results. Next, you'd refine a system that fits your individual nature to perfection. You see what you're doing here? You're adopting these different perspectives and seeing them for what they are, which are impermanent and good guidelines. And then you would test them out and pull the things that work best for you. Okay, so that was the purpose of self-experimentation and the importance of self-experimentation. But what we need to do now is separate two again, right? So there's being and becoming, or being and doing, or peace and progress, right? And so what we need to do is both, in these periods of feeling lost, we need to experiment inward and we need to experiment outward. So we'll start with inward, or experimenting for the sake of peace. And this is important during these times of feeling lost, so you can actually gain perspective and then be able to experiment outward without just worrying that the world is going to end. So you feel lost because you don't have a system to maintain a baseline level of clarity in your life. And when you enter a new chapter of life, that is when the page turns or the movie scene cuts to a sad point in life, clarity creation should be a top priority. That alone will order consciousness to the point of you gaining a sense of control over your future. And to go inward, the main techniques that you're going to be experimenting with are immaterial, philosophy, spirituality, or emotional intelligence techniques. The techniques you can experiment with include, but are not limited to, reading, meditation, observation, self-inquiry, contemplation, long walks. These activities engage your attention with the present moment. And as with all skills, you improve with progressive overload like you would weights in a gym. And that is by gradually increasing the level of challenge as your skill increases so that you don't get anxious or bored. If the challenge is too high, then you get anxious and you're not going to do it. If the challenge is too low, then you get bored and you're not going to do it. It's like with meditation. You don't start with an hour-long meditation, right? You start with 5 minutes. You go to 10 minutes. You go to 20 minutes. Because if you sit there for an hour, it may be beneficial, but you're not going to want to do it the next day. You're not working the system into your day. You're not making it habitual that way. And the goal with inward experimentation is to incorporate either one of these techniques that work best for you or create your own way of doing things that allows you to sustain this inner peace throughout your day, right? This has to become a part of your life. You need something every single day to help with your mental health and clarity. And so mine, I walk like 20,000 steps a day, sometimes less, sometimes more, but that's what I do. I go on walks all the time. If I'm bored, go on a walk. If I'm not bored, go on a walk. If I have nothing to do, go on a walk. If I need to take a business call, if I need to write an article, go on a walk, pull out my phone. I literally write my newsletters on my phone. So now from this place of inner peace, and of course you can probably assume that this isn't instant and this is going to take time. We're forming a foundation here for life. But the next thing is to experiment outward from this place of peace. So the second reason that you feel lost is that you lost connection with a purpose, goal, or routine that brought order to your life, right? So if you, let's say, flipped the chapter into a new phase of life and you moved location and now you're completely out of routine, right? You don't have the mental system of, okay, I'm going to walk to the coffee shop in the morning. I'm going to take this exact path. You're going to be like, okay, which coffee shop do I need to go to? I'm going to walk this way today. And then you slowly form this habit that allows, that frees up more mental space. But that's just the thing. You open yourself up to potential chaos. And so during this period, remember that we're still in a period of feeling lost and we're trying to get ourselves out by pursuing a new goal. So you need to stay mindful of hints at a new purpose and don't let the lessons of life pass you by. You need to set a new goal that you can perceive life situations through the lens of that goal. Again, this leads to pattern recognition, dopamine, collecting puzzle pieces until the image is clear. And what I mean by this is that if you have a goal, like I want to get fit, then you are going to notice things in life that will help you achieve that goal. You're going to notice, oh, there's a gym right there. Oh, there's a yoga studio right there. Oh, this tweet on the screen is giving me some great ideas for getting fit. And if you didn't have that goal or that goal wasn't conscious, then you aren't going to register those things as important. And then the next is identify the gap between you and your goals and note problems standing in the way. Then study, build, and experiment in alignment with that goal. So zoom out and think, what is the most pressing problem in your life right now? If it is the unhappiness thing or the lack of peace or just mental turmoil, then refer to the previous section on experimenting inward. But your main problem right now, if you haven't developed yourself to the point of transcending these things, are going to fall within the eternal markets of health, wealth, relationships, and happiness. So think about it. What is your biggest problem right now? Is it self-esteem? Are you going to have to get in the gym? Do you feel sluggish all the time, like physically sluggish? Do you not have any money in your bank account? Do you not feel fulfilled in the work that you're doing? And you can sit with this and contemplate. Now, the other thing, when you identify this problem, are you actually able to work towards this problem right now? Or is there another problem that begets that problem that you have to solve first? Like if you're thinking, okay, I want to solve my money problems. What's the goal? Okay, maybe I'll start a business. Do you have time to start a business? Do you have the bandwidth to start a business? Possibly, possibly not. If you don't, then you need to experiment with other techniques first, like starting a budget, learning about financing, learning how to get a better job, studying a new skill so that you can eventually start a business or get a better job, right? You can't go from 0 to 5. You have to go from 0 to 1. And in terms of like self-esteem or relationships, if that's a problem in your life and you want to attempt to get a boy or girlfriend, does that even make sense, right? You have to step back and think, be honest with yourself. Are you in the financial or even spiritual position to be able to sustain a lifelong partner? Now, if your goal is different and you just want to sleep around, go ahead, try it out. You learn from your mistakes, as I have in the past. But that does not take away from the fact that if you do that and you eventually want a lifelong partner, you're putting a veil in front of your current problems, and you're still going to have to solve it. And so once you identify this goal that you want to pursue, you need to research and experiment with techniques that allow you to reach it. And so as you progress through this season of experimentation, which is a reframe of a season of struggle, clarity begins to culminate, right? It isn't immediate, even though when that last puzzle piece clicks into place, it is immediate. And then that's when you launch into a season of progress. And during these seasons of progress, you will hit new highs, right? So as you're experimenting outward and inward, you're going to reach new baselines of happiness in either direction, like hitting a new monthly high in business revenue. But you have to understand that all highs come down a bit. Like when you think of progress, it's a curve where it's like up and then down, but higher than last time, and then up higher than last time, but down lower than last time, and then up higher than last time. So you're going to go up and down, right? And so we want to sustain a certain baseline. And as you're doing this in your season of intensity, you have to keep in mind the importance of systems. It's like bulking and cutting in bodybuilding. When you bulk, you feel great. Like at the start, you're like, oh, I'm eating more food, my lifts are going up, and then you put on a bit too much fat. And in this case, we're talking about mental fat. And then you start to feel sluggish, groggy, and you're like, man, maybe I took this a bit too far. I feel like I need to cut back and just start from scratch, but from a place of newfound muscle, right? The new baseline level of muscle that I've built. And so when it comes time to cut, without a proper system in place, you're going to lose a lot of that muscle, right? You can't just cut super quick and try to reach this other baseline, especially in like business revenue, or you could even think about a connection of how this happens in relationships. So as you're turning the final page into like from a season of progress into a season of experimentation, when you hit a new monthly high and you know it's going to come back down, you need to be able to separate signal from noise. What are the levers that you have been pursuing in your day and what just doesn't belong there? And when you focus on the levers that are actually getting you results and you're able to systemize and make those habitual in your day, make them a part of your life, then you can start to sustain those higher baselines. The entirety of this process of experimenting to solve your problems, gaining clarity on a new chapter in life, pushing to new highs, and systemizing the process to maintain results is the essence of life itself. People have just lost touch with it. And in fact, it's just another perspective on the scientific method. So do what you will with this information. I am but another human that pursued a goal, figured it out, and in passing down my lessons, I would encourage you to do the same. So that's it for this video. Like, subscribe, comment, links in the description for 2-hour writer course, learn an evergreen skill and how to apply it to the digital world. Digital economics is a step up from that. Just an entire masterclass on brand, content, marketing, promotions, how to create an offer, all that good stuff. Modern Mastery is a community you can join for $5. Have entire strategy library for business, self-improvement, performance, and a community of like-minded people that you won't find in your physical location, or else you probably wouldn't be watching this video and you'd be off with them building businesses. So that's it. Appreciate you watching. Enjoy the rest of your day. Peace.